kids were in like sort of the cool group who would sort of hang out and associate with each other and have parties on the weekends and what have you. So the racial barrier between whites and blacks was a little more fluid, a little more mixed than the Latino culture in high school.
And did you notice that affecting the way the school operated? Or did it cause any problems?
Honestly, no. Maybe I'm a little sheltered and naive in thinking so, but I honestly can't really think of race ever being an issue at high school, or I can't really see how it might have affected the way things ran at high school or in the community. I always considered it being pretty open and pretty tolerant, and just race was never even really never really even something I ever considered as possibly being an issue, because things were so just accepted and tolerated, and people were just pretty open as far as I was aware. Again, that might be a naive approach to it, but I could be wrong.
And where did people hang out?
Most of my friends would hang out. My friends and I would hang out at the Roswell area parks, the gymnasium after school, on I guess every Friday and most Saturdays. so that's where I would used to hang out. A lot of people would get together at the Starbucks on Alpharetta Highway, where I suggested we might have met. There's that. There's an ice cream place by the high school in the sort of shopping center right next door. I think it was Coldstone. No, it was Brewster's. Yeah, Brewster's. A lot of people would hang out at the Brewster's after school. There's like a Super Target that's a short ways away from the high school. And there are a couple big subdivisions. There's Brookfield West. There's Litchfield. There are several big subdivisions where a lot of the kids from high school would live and hang out at the golf course or hang out at the clubhouse or whatever.
Would people go down to Atlanta often?
If so, I wasn't really aware of it. There's not much to do in Atlanta if you're a high school kid, 18-year-old high school kid, 17-year-old high school kid, whatever. Sometimes people would go down for concerts. A lot of times people would go down to Atlanta for concerts. That would be the main attraction, I would think. Maybe Centennial Olympic Park for ice skating or something like that.
Besides from the fact that Atlanta's a huge city, what would you say the differences between an area like Roswell and Atlanta?
The differences are just so glaring, it's hard to really pinpoint them, if that makes any sense. I'm just going to say Atlanta traffic is just such a pain in the butt. Nobody ever wants to go into Atlanta unless it's the weekends. At least that's my attitude. Roswell's not much better, come to think of it. I guess the demographic distributions in Roswell, there's a lot more homogeneity. I guess not necessarily racially or ethnically, but economically, I would say that might distinguish it from a place like Atlanta, a place like the city of Atlanta. That's probably the main distinguishing factor, I would think.
So what is the economic homogeneity that you notice?
If you would go downtown and try to go to like a Braves game or to a concert or something, it's almost assured that you would run into somebody who was asking you for money or something like that. And and a lot of the things you would see, people wouldn't necessarily talk about, like people like warming themselves over fire in a trash can or something like that, or a bundle of blankets that looks like a person might be inside it on the sidewalk or something like that. Just stuff that makes people uncomfortable.